News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The Nightingale Nursing Home in County Galway has been at the centre of a major outbreak of COVID-19. 42 residents and staff at the facility have tested positive, and one resident has sadly died while two others have been admitted to hospital. For more on this, we're joined now by Pádraig McDonagh, who is the son of a resident in the nursing home in Galway. Pádraig, thank you for speaking to us on News Talk Breakfast this morning. I'm sure you're deeply concerned. Your mum is in the nursing home. She's very elderly. Tell us the situation as you understand it.
Well, thank you for having me on. There was testing done on Monday. We got the results on Tuesday. We heard on Tuesday that her mum had tested positive. We'd heard somewhere that there was a rumour that some other people had also tested positive. But yesterday we discovered that 22 out of 24 or 24 out of 26 or whatever it was of the residents had tested positive, and also most of the staff, and they were down to one nurse and one carer trying to look after the whole place. So that was a bit shocking, disturbing, bewildering and very concerning. We were happy to hear that Mum had breakfast yesterday. And from our personal point of view, we were relieved to hear that she was in good form, didn't appear to have any of the symptoms other than was tireder than usual. And we've been assured by the hardworking team there, whom we know very well, she's been there for 9 years, that if there's any change in her condition, that they'll let us know.
Okay. So your mum, as far as you know, is in good health and in good spirits?
As far as we know. But of course, that could change overnight. We're not calling in there, because given the tight resources, we don't want to be distracting them from doing what they have to do. And we trust them. They've been exemplary carers of our mother for the last 9 years. So we've no reason to be concerned at the nursing home. But it was the interview with Patricia, the nursing director, yesterday, yeah, on a radio show that really made us all sit up and say, this is just not on.
Yeah, and Patricia is obviously very distressed about the situation herself within the nursing home. Do you know anything currently, Pádraig, about the staffing levels within the nursing home? We heard, as you had said, that we were down to, the residents rather, were down to one nurse and one carer for 27 residents, which would be a huge number of people to look after. Have you heard? Have more staff been deployed?
Well, I called there yesterday afternoon to say thank you to the team, and it turned out that the two of them who were there were nearby. They knew me as my mum, Bridget's son. And they said, oh, here's Pádraig, Bridget's son, kind of thing. So we chatted for a few minutes at the door. So they would normally have a complement of seven. I think it was three nurses and four carers to look after the entire group of residents. But for 2 days running, they had one nurse and one carer. And they had been promised somebody from the HSE yesterday morning, two people, who didn't show up, no notification given, so they were left dangling further.
Okay.
They were expecting to have two people yesterday afternoon, and I saw from interviews with the HSE that they were claiming to have looked after them. I think they did provide somebody at night for them, but the HSE only responded when they were shamed into it. And it took a nursing director in tears in front of the nation on a radio for them to actually do something about it. And from a resident's family point of view, I haven't been speaking to other family member or to other residential families. But in our family, we were bewildered as to why it took 3 days for them to actually, other than platitudes and handoffs and sort of don't panic and talk to agencies and... Nightingale Nursing Home is only one. Our mother is only one patient out of 20 odd. The Nightingale Nursing Home is only one of hundreds around the country. We're not trying to make a special case for our mother or for the Nightingale Home, but to the extent that it's representative, to the extent that it's representative of the culture of the HSE, where they think it's okay to come on TV afterwards and say we're doing this and we're providing education and we're providing resources, when the reality is very different, I think that's what everybody is annoyed at.
And Pádraig, I've no doubt that you are annoyed and indeed deeply concerned about your mum. But you said that they were down to two out of the seven members of staff they would normally have on. Are you aware, do they have any more than two members of staff at the moment? I know what the HSE have said, and we will look for a comment from the HSE as well. But are you aware of how many staff are in the nursing home today?
No.
Okay. Look, we wish you sincerely well, and I hope your mum gets better and recovers very soon. And our thoughts to all the families within the nursing home, the Nightingale Nursing Home in Galway. That is Pádraic McDonagh, who is the son of one of the residents.